Hello, once again, it's Scarlett here, just gonna provide a quick explanation about the situation with episode 4. So, as you are probably aware, this is episode 5, not episode 4, which is the number after 3, our previous episode. Episode 4 was supposed to go up something like 2 weeks ago, as of today, but due to numerous production delays, just hasn't made it out. We are hoping to have it out in the next week or two, which will then serve as our kind of holiday break where we just won't put up any episodes for a couple weeks. and then we will be right back in January with episode 6 and onwards. Now, some good old fresh funky content warnings for this episode. We have cults, we have gore, sound effects and descriptions, we have loss of life, for example, death. We have a description of mass death slash genocide, we have insanity, and we have interpersonal conflict between main characters. With all that being said, I hope you enjoy. The Listless Network presents On Asphalt Bones, Episode 5. Head trauma.
Was that all right? Could you hear that? Well, how do I? No, I know I'm speaking to the mic, but it's broadcasting. Right. Great. Greetings, children of the Eye! We, in our holiness and purity of Skor, have seen fit to use this FM device of the old world to bring the good word of the Eye to all you folks at the compound. Of course, we can't be letting any members of the congregation sully their scores with electronics, so you won't hear this. It's just a bit of a shame, really. But this sermon won't be wasted. Just know that our praises are being cast out into the great unknown, drawing in those who have heard and who seek the word and the praise and the glory of the Eye. Behold, then, great Eye, O judgment, as we declare your might. Praises to thee be! Now, praises being said, I must turn my own eye to the glaring issues within our own community. There are, of course, those who would reject the Eye and its judgment. These sort of folk tend to keep their distance, and we, knowing they are beyond saving, would keep ours. However, it has come to my attention that there are those within this community who would seek to harbor such heathens, allowing in their toxic ideals to poison the minds of those around us. This will not be tolerated. We will find anybody who has been ferrying these heretics. And there will be consequences for all involved. For those who report such activity, for example, I'm sure the Eye shall gaze upon you with its resplendent favor. What prize can I offer that is greater than the adoration of the one true God, than the promise of an ever-increasing score? Now, there has been distrust spread among certain members of this community, who, for now, I shall leave unnamed for hope that they may reconsider their decision to act out. Why, you may ask, do I decline to show myself? Perfect though I may be, second only to the Eye, our God, the true and only God. The answer, my I have seen its light, and it has addressed me and me alone, and has sworn to aid us in spreading its word if we follow its command. I do not fear those who would conspire against us, but it is in our best interests that I remain here, under protection, to ensure that the Eye can impart its divine wisdom, and I can further realize and enact its will. Join me, friends, in celebration, and offer up your worldly possessions to the Eye to feed its divine hunger and enable it to bless us with its wisdom furthermore. We welcome you to this brave new world of the Judgment.
No. 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 No.
Hello?
No. No. No, no, no,
right.
No, no. No.
Well, I'm going to ask a few follow-up questions about the judgment.
No. No, no.
Hello?
No. No.
Mister?
No. No.
The judgment?
No.
More questions?
No. No.
The Eye?
No.
The judgment?
No,
the,
no.
The big...
No.
The Eye in the sky?
No. No, 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 no!
Ineffable! I should probably avoid that. Well, it works for now. Anyway, are you with me now? Hello?
Welcome back, prick.
Come on now. Is that any way to greet an old friend?
Oh, sorry, I didn't realize friends left friends to rot.
Yes, well, difficult times and all.
Whatever. Get to the point.
Right. This won't take too long, don't worry about it.
I don't care.
Sure. Well then, what did you see when you looked into it? The judgment.
When I looked into the judgment, No, 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 I won't do that. I can't do that. I don't want to. Don't make me do that. Please don't. 8 billion corpses conglomerated into a writhing mass that seeks only to kill. A world united against the Eye. A world from which nobody escapes, not even the Eye. 8 billion and one corpses, hopeless. We try to fight the Eye and it reduces us to nothing.
Do you have a better alternative? This seems to be working well enough.
That's beside the point, you idiot. What if... what if you cause it?
No, no, it doesn't quite work like that. Not that I've seen. I'd still rather not use it, though. Leaves quite a bad taste in the mouth. Anyway, where were we? Right. Would you please describe the Eye?
It's a bit late for that now.
And why would that be?
Were you not listening? Didn't you just hear what came out of my mouth? I said it all. All you're getting, anyway.
You saw that in the judgment.
I saw everything. No, the Eye sees everything, and if I stop thinking about it for even a moment, it's gonna kill me.
What exactly do you think will kill you? Your thoughts? The judgment? The other one?
All of the above, buddy. It's all connected. Hey. Hey, listen close. Closer. A little closer, a little bit, come on. That's perfect. Wanna see? I'm gonna stop thinking. In 3, 2, 1.
What the? What the hell happens? What do you do?
It kills people. Of course it does. It's a monster. What, a huge eye appears in the sky and it's all tea and biscuits? How could I? Why did I think it would be any different? There's got to be something in what he said. The guard did let me go pretty quickly. I don't think they cared that much. I've been noticing that people don't ask many questions when I'm around. They just let me ask my questions. Is that some sort of power? It's not quite the strength of 8 billion hellbound souls. but perhaps it's something. He's dead. That definitely happened. And I was powerless to stop it. To stop my patron, I suppose. The source of what little power I have. The reason I exist, even. I wonder, was it even to do with him? Was it retaliation for the attacks, or even worse, was it just entropy? Random chance? To what extent did the eye decide to do that? Or does it decide anything at all? A consequence of hubris, perhaps, or some inherent defense mechanism, the fulfillment of some arbitrary urge, or perhaps it wasn't the judgment at all, the other seems capable enough of murder. Oh, God damn it, I need answers. There's got to be more out there. I was put here to find something out, and that one thing seems to elude me at every turn. What is my purpose if I have one at all? To aid the eye? To stop the other? Does the other have agents too? People just like me? Or is it entirely different? I just don't know. I think I'm gonna go to sleep. Lest I lose my head.
On Asphalt Bones is a strictly fictional podcast distributed free of charge by the Listless Network under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 international license. This episode was written by Scarlett Foster, with audio engineering by Scarlett Foster and Alana Rogers, and was directed by Sivan Raz, with executive producers Alana Rogers and Scarlett. This episode featured performances by
Megan Charlow as the Inquisitor,
Devon McLaughlin as the Soldier, Sivan Raz as the Cult Leader, Scarlett as the Guard,
and me, Will, as the Outro. Hi!
For more information, as well as show transcripts and additional content, please check our show notes, follow us on social media at On Asphalt Bones, and check out our website at www.listless.ga. Thank you for listening, and remember, if you feel any headache symptoms that do not go away after consuming painkillers, look up to the sky. Perhaps the judgment is looking back at you.